Welcome to day 31 of our week 5 in Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zinhle Mncube. Thank you so much for joining us. And I really pray that you have walked this journey of 30 days and have come to day 31 with great expectation, as I have great expectations. Today in day 31, we're talking about doubts and faith, and specifically looking at Thomas's journey of traveling between doubt and ultimately in faith. And to lead us in this topic, where I'm joined by Elder Laurentia. Elder Laurentia, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Zinhle. I'm glad to be here.
I'm very glad to have you.
Thank you.
So obviously, as we are looking at Thomas's journey from doubts and leading to faith, we are going to be looking at the book of John, chapter 20, verse 27. Mm-hmm. Specifically then, the passage I'm going to read reads as follows. Then he, Jesus, said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side." Now, obviously, Elder Laurentia, this comes from Thomas asking Jesus whether he can place his finger and see whether it's him or not, and verify whether it's him or not. And how then do we reflect on that? And please just guide us on this passage and its implications on what we're talking about today.
Thank you for that question. Firstly, I would like to look at doubt.
Yeah.
Perhaps doubt is perhaps the weakening part in life. Mm. It's always looked at in a negative way.
Yeah.
We always look at doubt feeling very negative, and it always draws out the trust. It draws out the confidence mm-hmm. that we have. And most of the things that are dealt with concerning doubt, it shows us that there is a reason why we doubt.
Okay.
And it's because in life, the only thing that can break a person is us being very much moved away from other people as we doubt, because we are in our mind, we are in ourselves, all you want to do is just find that place mm-hmm. where you can actually put harmony yes. between your doubt and yourself and the situation at hand.
Yeah.
Because the most dangerous thing is to doubt God himself.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when it comes to doubt, as we looked at the scripture, firstly, when we look at Timothy in that scripture is known as the twin.
Yeah.
At that time. So if he's known as the twin, today among the 12, we know him as Doubting Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got that name because he doubted. Mm. So already we can see the negativity that's attached to doubt.
Yeah.
So as we look at the scripture, we'll know that Timothy was there, and at that moment he doubted the other disciples who told him that Jesus was in the upper room at that time. Sure. In that moment, he went away. And I'm sure where he was thinking, you know, was it true that Jesus was there? Was he risen from the dead? How can he rise and just come to the upper room? Show up when the door is shut.
Sure.
So those thoughts remained in his head.
Yeah.
And he battled with them, because Jesus only came to show up after 8 days.
Yeah.
So what was happening between
all
then and the 8 days? So in those 8 days, I presume, he was in his mind, in his thoughts.
Yes.
Maybe being suspicious. How can they call only those disciples and I wasn't there? And is it a time where they want to, you know, make sure that I'm not away when things start happening?
Yeah.
Or what is going on? Am I not that holy, you know, to be part of who they are, that Jesus shows up only when they are in the room?
Yeah.
So this is something that I looked at, and it clearly shows that Thomas was in his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And when we know what was going on, which likely we won't, we'll be able to see that same difficulty that he had was leading him to a space where he can actually surrender to God.
Amen.
So as we see him, he didn't go astray.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for that.
Yeah, we do.
He came back. He came back to the disciples. And at that very time, that was the eighth day, Jesus reappeared again.
Yeah.
And because he's an all-knowing God, he knew Thomas will be there.
Yeah.
And that's when it comes to that part where he asks him to touch the wounds that Jesus had. And at that time, Thomas sought confirmation of what he was doubting. He received that confirmation and made sure that he would have answers to it.
Yeah.
And this confirmation was brought by a profound declaration that Thomas made after the encounter with Jesus.
Yeah.
That declaration, he said, "My Lord and my God."
Sure.
Which meant that he was surrendered.
Yeah.
Those doubts had gone away because he chose to remain surrendered. He chose to change. So doubt brought him to that place where he was surrendered.
Yeah.
Where he had the profound encounter with the truth.
Amen. Sure. That's a great unpacking, Elder Laurentia. And when I'm thinking about it, it almost seems as if, and I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but it almost seems as if there's a right level of doubt that you need to have, but in a sense of questioning what you believe and why you are believing it. And it's then almost leading you into a deeper sense of faith, similar to what we are seeing with Thomas. And I think, look, and we come from, at times there are points and places where we're almost told that, no, you should not do this. You should not question. You should not.
Yes.
And it would appear, it stunts our faith. But what do you have to say about, I guess, us as believers in this present time, almost having that similar spirit as Thomas, where we want to know for sure that this is true, what we believe about Christ?
There's a saying which says, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs.
Sure. Okay.
So that is where Thomas brought his doubts. I'm still going back to Thomas because he actually gives us a very clear way of dealing with doubt when it comes to doubt and belief. Thomas brought out doubts about Jesus directly to him.
Amen.
He didn't take it to himself. He didn't stay with them. He had that opportunity to have that encounter with Jesus again in the upper room.
Yeah.
So he brought those doubts to Jesus and made sure that his faith was built.
Sure.
So God reassures Thomas and told him, do not be faithless any longer. But believe.
Sure.
So if we look at the same scripture of John 20, in that moment, faith was deepened for Thomas. And even for us today who are in that situation, it will help us to say that we shouldn't remain in our doubt, but actually let our faith rise, remain in faith, and remain in God. Then we will get our answers. Because if we look at Thomas, he took heart to the answers that Jesus gave him and became a stronger follower of Christ. Turning from that brokenness of having those doubts to strength of being full of faith and believing. So I would like to borrow words of Samuel Coleridge. He says, never be afraid of doubt if you have the disposition to believe. So it also brings me to another saying which says, doubting can be valuable if it motivates us to search deep and long for answers, if I might add, in the scriptures. Because that's the only place we'll get the answers. The scriptures help us understand the concept of examining and reading the word daily.
I really, man, that's so strong, Elder Laurentia, because I think the question that I did have, and I think you did answer that, because around just the mechanics of going from doubt to a deepened faith in God. Because you touched it so well around what Thomas did, around he brought his doubts to Christ and address them there and then. And in a similar way, we should do that. But also at the same time, in your last point around searching for doubts or maybe working through your doubts through the application of God's word. And I think a question then that I have, and I don't want to maybe use, for the sake of this question, I'm going to replace doubt with curiosity. Should, as believers, should we have that, like a certain level of curiosity and questioning in our walk? Like, is that important in your view?
Yes, I think it is very important, because it's when we question that we'll know. When we know, we'll be able to have the answers that will draw us near to God.
Amen.
So we need those questions. We need them so much, because it takes me to a place where we look at Paul and Silas in Acts. They were sent to the Bereans. The Bereans were known to have more of noble character, because they were known to listen to Paul and go back home. And actually look through the Bible, read the Bible to see if what they were preaching was true. Was in the Bible. And we can see that this made them to be called, or I would call them, they had a Berean challenge. Which I think if we apply it to our lives today, the Berean challenge helps us to know that they were eager. They were eager to learn. And it helped them also to stay motivated in the word of God. And being eager to learn, they knew the truth. And in knowing the truth, it made them ready to believe.
Amen.
So it gives them that readiness to be in the things of God. So that Berean challenge is what I would maybe ask us to do as Christians, is to always go back to the Word.
Amen. Amen.
Make sure, be eager to go back to the Word.
Sure.
Let it change us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it challenge us. That readiness that we have will help us to know who we are in Christ.
Yes.
And will help us to have the knowledge, as you mentioned. So yes, it is important.
Amen. Wow, that's an incredible answer, Elder Laurentia. And I think maybe as we look towards then reaching the tail end of our discussion, I think there's what I'm thinking about now is there are believers, obviously, either they through trial or just through plain curiosity, they're new in the faith, or it's just believers that have just gone through a valley moment. Because I think doubts arise when things that we believe are not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And then we question whether God is there, or whether God is for me, or whether what I'm believing is worth it or not, if I'm still going through what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Or they're just new believers that are just, from a curiosity point of view, they've got questions.
Yes.
They've got questions that need answers. How do we then encourage those sets of believers to, even within their doubts, remain in God with those doubts, and for them to journey their doubts towards a deepening of their faith?
I think when it comes to Christians and having those questions, having the doubts, I would advise them not to entertain them for too long.
Mm.
You can have the doubts, you know. Doubts will attack us as Christians, but we must not become enslaved to them. That means they shouldn't be our master. So we mustn't be enslaved to them. And when we strive not to remain there, we find answers that will lead us back to God.
Amen.
And even deepen our faith with God, making us stronger, just like the Bereans.
Yes.
They made a name for themselves because they stuck with what Paul was preaching, which was the Word of God. They stuck with the Word of God. So it helped them not to remain in those doubts, in those questions. And that is something that we can actually do as Christians, because it's the only way we'll find those answers.
Amen.
I hope I've answered you.
I think you have. I think, sure, if there's anything that I can walk away with, look, how the example of Thomas, and even the example of the Bereans, because that's something that I'm going to look at a bit more closely when I get home, is there is a great inquiry that we all have in all our hearts, but it's also where we satisfy ourselves with that curiosity.
Yeah.
And for us to be completely satisfied with our responses, we need to go to the source of all truth, which is Christ.
Amen.
And his word.
Amen.
And number two, there must be a healthy amount of curiosity and even questioning that we should have for the purposes of our faith being deepened. But at the same time, to your parting shot with that warning, the doubts should not be carried so much so that they become a reason for us to move away and walk away from the faith. And I really, really enjoyed that setting. There is nothing better than being disciplined in God's word. There's nothing better disciplined in, I can even go as far as saying, wrestling in prayer with God around things that you don't know.
That's right.
And there's also a great host of believers and fellowship where even certain questions that you may have can be answered as God uses his body for that as well. Mm-hmm. So Elder Laurentia, I'm truly blessed by this discussion. Mm-hmm. And I pray that God blesses you as well as you continue in your work and ministry. And to everyone then that was listening to us, please walk away with those truths. We all have curiosity. We all have just doubts, but there is a particular way and a method that we can approach in satisfying ourselves in our doubts. And Thomas, as well as the Bereans in the book of Acts, provide a great example and testimony around how we then search scripture and search and satisfy ourselves with what we are questioning as well. If this was a blessing to you, my encouragement is that you like, you subscribe, and you share. There's a whole host of believers that really need to hear this. And God, through his mercies, has identified you as both a listener and also a sharer of his good news through this podcast. So if this was truly a blessing to you, my encouragement is that you do that. And you can find us on Apple, you can find us on Spotify, you can find us on YouTube and across many other social media platforms, and can share as many times to as many people as possible. So God bless you, and see you next episode.